Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's a big day for Governor Cuomo. He is expected to speak at the Democratic National Convention. It begins at 9 p.m. The issue that we're expecting him to speak on has to do with how he, in contrast to other governors and the president and his administration, have handled COVID, with New York right now having gone 9 days in a row with less than 1% infected.
That's right. Governor Cuomo and Governor Whitmer are going to be two of the highlighted speakers as the Democrats kick off their virtual convention. They are supposed to, well, expected anyway, to draw a sharp contrast with the Trump administration and how states have handled coronavirus. Over the weekend, the governor reported that New York just had 600 new cases, as you referred to. It's now 9 days in a row with a less than 1% rate of the positive cases among those tested. This week, some new openings, bowling alleys are expected to open at 50% capacity. Also expecting Monday to hear new protocols for how gyms might be able to reopen.
The one area, and it is perhaps the only area, that the governor and his administration have been criticized on is how they handled nursing homes in the time of COVID. You have a deep dive into the Cold Spring Hills nursing home, the second largest out there on Long Island.
Right. Newsday took a look at this, finding that New York's official fatality count really failed to capture the pandemic's full mortal toll there. Talked to a lot of relatives whose family members died there. It's worth your time to go and visit the website. The tease of the headline is, they don't tell you anything, then all of a sudden, your mother's dead.
Finally, college students heading back, and many might just be doing everything virtually from home. However, that is affecting the colleges financially. And you have a really interesting piece on Stony Brook and what they're doing with their $80 million reserve fund.
That's right. Coronavirus is forcing Long Island colleges to freeze hiring, cut salaries, dip into reserves. Stony Brook University, which is one of the stars of the SUNY system in New York, is looking at taking half of its $80 million reserve to sort of balance out what they are calling like a $100 million deficit this year. Other colleges are looking at other ways of coping, including reducing dorm capacity, but that will also affect their bottom line, and they're also going to have to dip into reserves. This is something that you're probably going to see repeated, probably not across New York, but around the country.
Yancey Roy is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Yancey, we'll catch up with you next Monday.
Thanks, Dave.